السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over receivers, before Eid we have been, or before the end of Ramadan, in the Jummah Bayans we are discussing one incident in the life of Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali. We have discussed quite a bit of it, but I will just recap a little for the new audience that we have today because of the janaza. Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali, he had a student of his, Hazrat Hatim Assam Rahmatullah Ali. So this Hazrat Hatim Assam Rahmatullah Ali, for about 33 years he knew Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi, and he was benefiting from his knowledge, from his in-depth knowledge of the Quran, of the Hadith Sharif, of Tasawwuf. He was making his Islah. But then at the end of 33 years, there was some reason that he had to leave and go somewhere else. So he was leaving the town, he was leaving the village wherever his sheikh was. So Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali asked him that, in the 33 years what did you learn? So he said, I learned only 8 lessons. So he responded that you wasted my time, your time, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Only 8 lessons in 33 years. He said, yes. He said, well then tell me what those 8 lessons are. Now when he mentioned those 8, then Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali said that what you have said is the gist of whatever came in the Tawrat, Zabur, Injil and the Quran Sharif. So the first thing that he said, that people always love something or the other very dearly. There is no question of doubt that every person has some love or in his heart, or he loves dearly some person, some property, some asset of his, some children of his, or his wife, or his parents. You do love something or the other, or someone or the other. He said, but what I noticed is that when the person passes away, then he leaves behind everyone and everything. The only thing that accompanies him is his good actions and good deeds. Therefore, I made it the habit of my life that I love good deeds, so that when I leave this world, I take my good deeds with me. They will accompany me to the grave. And I explain this in detail, that good deed is not only namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. Islam is the most beautiful deen and religion that you can think of. It is a way of life. And if Islam is a way of life, then everything that the person does, as long as he is doing it in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the teachings of Allah ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it automatically becomes ibadat. It automatically becomes a good deed. Whether it is something to do with the person's own life, or whether it is his relationship with the people, whether it is his relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that means whether it is ibadat, or his muasharat, his etiquettes, his morals, his behavior, his conduct, his transactions, everything that he is doing, all that he has to do is conducted according to the Quran and Sunnah, and it becomes ibadat. So he said, that is what I made the beloved of my life, because I know that that's the only thing that will accompany me to the grave. The rest of the things people leave behind, there is no question of anything else accompanying a person to the grave. Has anybody taken his home? Has anybody taken his Mercedes Benz or Rolls Royce? Have the kings and the rulers of those countries where they have oil wells, has anybody been able to have his oil well connected with his grave? Nothing. The only thing that accompanies a person is his good deeds. You have heard, Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi, Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi, Tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chudane ko nahi, Juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi, Kya qiyamat hai ki isse tu khabardar nahi. Neither will your children accompany you to the grave, nor your wealth and your properties. The only thing that will accompany you to the grave is your deeds. Either the good deeds or the bad deeds. Whatever the person has done, it will go with him. If he has done good deeds in his life, then his qabr will become a piece of paradise for him. The windows of Jannat will be open for him. The person will be told, Nam ka naumatil arus. Now sleep like the new bride sleeps. It's not that that grave will become a dark place in the wilderness. For the person who believed in Allah Ta'ala, he obeyed Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is nothing but enjoyment even in the barzakh and then in the hereafter. So the only thing that will go will be the good deeds. So if he used the wealth correctly, then it will help him. If that wealth was used for masajid, madaris, it was used for the widows, the orphans, the destitute, it was used for his wife, for his children, for his family members, and for all his needs and requirements, and for Hajj and Umrahs in the way that Allah Ta'ala had ordered, then that same wealth will help him. In other words, that action that he undertook with that wealth will accompany him. And if that wealth took him to the casinos, to the discos, to the cinemas, to the theaters and the rave clubs, then that same wealth will become an azab for him. So, maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi, tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chudane ko nahi. And one poet says very beautifully,
Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabr e kohan uski ukhdi to dekha, na juzve badan tha na tare kafan tha. How many times we have seen in our life, young, fit, healthy people, absolutely everything going for them, no shortage of anything, beautiful car, the latest model cell phone, beautiful home, beautiful women in his life. Suddenly he's taken away from this world. And after some time, if you have to open up that grave, then even that beautiful kafan that was put on his body, he said, we will find nothing left of that. Nothing has remained of that. Not a thread of that kafan, and not a part of that body. Kai baar humne ye dekha. Therefore he says, whoever comes into this world, it is not appropriate and befitting that he should be ghafil anil akhirah. It does not mean that he does not enjoy the ni'mats of this world. Many a times this doubt comes into the minds of people that if we are going to think of death, then it will prevent us from making progress in our business, or it will prevent us from making progress in our worldly activities, and from our earnings, and from our travels, and everything else, or from marriage. How can it ever prevent? The people who thought most of death was Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at it, how many times in the day he used to say, Allahumma barikli fil maut wa fima ba'dal maut.
And yet there was no question of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam dying. He just passed away from this world. He is alive, he is hayat, we believe in that. But he taught us a lesson that the person who thinks of his death 25 times a day, then he will get a form of shahadat. And I've explained this many times, and what can we do? We'll go on explaining that that did not mean then that the person takes a tasbih and says, death, death, death. He reads one tasbih of mouth, mouth, mouth 25 times and then he says, well, I will get shahadat. What it meant was a remembrance that the person is concerned that there will be a day of judgment. There is an akhirat where he will have to account for his actions and for his deeds. This worldly life is temporary. Tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi, kana doka aish duniya kuch nahi. Tujhko ghafil fikre uqba kuch nahi, kana doka aish duniya kuch nahi. Fikre uqba, the fikr of the akhirat. He says, you ghafil, you don't have that. But don't be deceived by the glitter and glamour of this world. There is no barosa of the life that you have. Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he said, Jinka naqsha ta kal jawani ka, he laqaba janana nani ka, kaisa dekha ta ho gaye kaise, kya barosa hai is jawani ka. Those who are proud about the jawani, about the youth, and about their health, and everything else in their life. So when we saw them in their youthful days, how they were looking, how they were running about, how proud and arrogant they were. And look at them now. Look at those faces, what they have turned to. And some of them have become nanas and some are nanis. He said, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? There is no bharosa of this jawani. The person must be alert all the time, and this is what it means, the remembrance of death, that it must be that breaking factor, that whenever the person is tempted towards sins, then what else is there that can put a break on that sin, except that he is conscious of the fact that the angel of death can strike the sword of death any time, suddenly, anywhere. Haven't we heard of earthquakes? Haven't we heard of tsunamis? Haven't we heard of so many other kinds of disasters? How many people's lives were taken away suddenly? And then especially those hotels which disappeared under the surface of the earth. When we read those stories at that time when it had struck in Turkey and other places where the hotels disappeared completely. So at that time we read it with some kind of awe or just some kind of comment we passed. But did we think that those hotels, they were frequented by tourists? And in those hotels there could have been some very pious people, very holy people, God-fearing people. They used the hotel because they were tourists or they had gone to visit Turkey. And they were in there, they were making ibadat, they were making their salat. But they did not get caught up and hooked up on all the filth that was coming on the television screen in that hotel room. Or they did not bring prostitutes into those hotel rooms. They were concerned, they were cautious. That even if there is privacy here, there's nobody else that is watching. But my Allah is watching. And I cannot escape the angel of death. And he hasn't informed me when he is going to visit me. So I do not wish to leave this world in a state that will cause embarrassment to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Because a person will arise in the condition that he died. But what about those people who were engaged in adultery or fornication or watching all the filth and suddenly they were gone? The hotel disappeared. And over the whole history of man, if you have to read how many times this has happened in the world. But we take everything as just one big joke. So it's not that the person must not enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, for whom else has He created the whole world, the whole universe? Everything is for man. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed somebody with wealth, with good home, good car, nobody has got any problem with that. But he should not forget that there is an akhirat, there is a hereafter. We have to leave behind everything in this world and proceed to the akhirat. Yun to dekhne mein dunya kis qadar khush rang thi, یوں تو دیکھنے میں دنیا کس قدر خوش رنگ تھی، قبر میں جاتے ہی دنیا کی حقیقت کھل گئی۔ یوں تو دنیا دیکھنے میں کس قدر خوش رنگ تھی، قبر میں جاتے ہی دنیا کی حقیقت کھل گئی۔ How everything was in this world, how much of glitter, glamour and shine. But when the person goes into the qabr, then he realizes the haqiqat of this dunya. So the dunya has been created for us. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah wa innakum khuliqtum lil akhirah. Make use of the things of this world, enjoy the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but don't use those very ni'mats for his disobedience. So this is what he said, that I made love with good deeds and good actions, because I realized that that is about the only thing that will accompany me to my grave. Nothing else will come. جو بشر آیا ہے دنیا میں یہ کہتی ہے قضا، میں بھی پیچھے چلی آتی ہوں ذرا دھیان رہے۔ When a person comes into this world, what do the parents say? My child is growing up, growing up. In the meantime, he is going closer and closer to his death. So death says that I am also following you, don't forget. ذرا دھیان رہے۔ جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی، نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ۔ جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی، نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ۔ جنت بھی ہے دوزخ بھی ہے، نہ مانے تو مر کے دیکھ۔ In the Quran Majeed, how many places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about mouth. The ayat which I recited, the same thing Allah Ta'ala is saying, that don't let your wealth and your children, let your riches and your children cause you to divert from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That means they are ni'mats. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed somebody with children, with wealth. It is his gift. But don't let it become the means of diversion from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Don't forget the one who has given those gifts. If a person has given somebody an expensive gift and the person abuses it right in front of his very eyes, if somebody is given an expensive shawl, fur, made of fur, and the person right in front of him takes that shawl and starts polishing the shoes with black polish, what would that person say? So we have to proceed to the akhirat. This world is temporary, transitory. And Allah wala's, they look forward to the akhirat because that is the only place that they can meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Where else can they see Allah ta'ala except in Jannat? There will be no other place that they can see Allah ta'ala. Now that Allah for whom we were restraining ourselves in the month of Ramadan, if anybody asks, why are you fasting? Why are you staying away from food and drink from dawn to sunset? We'll say, hukam of Allah ta'ala. Why did we come for Jummah Salat now? Why do we pray 5 times a day for Allah ta'ala? Why do you restrain yourself from pork and from drink and from adultery and fornication? Say, for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Now is it not the desire then in the heart of the person that that tilawat and that zikr and that ibadat and that hajj and that umrah that he made for Allah ta'ala, he wants to see that Allah ta'ala. So where else is he going to see him besides Jannat? So this world is a preparation place for the akhirat. Ye sarae dehra musafiro ba khuda kisi ka makan nahi جو مقیم اس میں تھے کل کے دن کہیں آج ان کا نشان نہیں. This is a musafir khana. It's timeshare apartment as I call it. That at the end of that period the person has to move. He cannot say that I'm in love with this apartment now. Whether you're in love with that apartment or not, your time is up. You must move. Somebody is going to take your place. Your time is up. So in this world, how many people came when the time was up, they left and somebody else took their place. And one day our turn will come, we'll get off too. So yasarae dehra musafiro bama khuda kisi ka makan nahi. He's not a permanent resident of anyone. Those who were here at one time, where are they today? And then he says, and this is what I will conclude on, and it is something of ibrat and lesson when we go to the qabristan. Alhamdulillah, our brother who passed away is very, very fortunate, very lucky. A person, a mu'min, a believer who passes away on the day of Jumu'ah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes any kind of questioning and qabar azab from him. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says that that person who gets no questioning and qabar azab till the day of Qiyamah, so then there is great hope from the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that they will go direct to Jannat without hisab kitab. So how lucky and fortunate they are. But I'm talking about ourselves, that we don't know in what state and where we are going to die. So he says, when you are going to the Qabristan, then the graves at the Qabristan, they are saying a story.
Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi ba zuban haal hai keh rahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi ba zuban haal hai keh rahi. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi.
He said, look at the helplessness of the person in the grave. And the grave is saying in a very, very loud voice, although it is appearing very silent, that nothing is happening, but the grave is giving a speech, that look at my bekasi. What a strong and powerful man I was. How I used to travel from this end to other part of the world. And I used to conduct business around the globe. And I used to visit the cinemas and discos and theaters and everything else. And I had nothing short, everything going for me. But look at my helplessness today. I have turned to dust. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo. Oh, you negligent ones, he says, you need eyes to see. Don't look at just the sand. There is a speech that this grave is giving. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he blessed us with so many ni'mats of his. Use it. Make shukr of it. Don't disobey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah ta'ala will give us real enjoyment even in those ni'mats. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless all those who have passed away with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill their graves with Noor. And our brother also passed away. Allah Ta'ala give his family his kith and kin, sabr jameel, ajr azim. And Allah Ta'ala must reward him with the highest stages in Jannat. And all those hujjaj who are having a problem, Allah Ta'ala must remove the difficulties, the obstacles and the hurdles, and make it easy for all of them to undertake the pilgrimage and make it maqbool and mabroor. And remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of mankind, and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. Akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.